and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, August 24th, 2009. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. If you're listening to the show at IndieBusinessRadio.com, I invite you to come on over and join us in the live chat room. It's really easy. Just visit my Twitter page at twitter.com/IndieBusiness, and my last few tweets will have the link to join the live chat. I'm also pleased to announce that my husband and I have finally finished producing and editing the Indie Business Movie. It's all about the movement of people who are launching and managing businesses, not solely for financial gain, but also to enjoy the benefits of independence, entrepreneurship, flexibility, and fun. I hope you'll watch it today at youtube.com/IndieBusinessMovie. And when you're done, leave a comment and let us know if you see yourself in this video. We've got some great, talented business owners that we feature there, and it's a wonderful movie to share, inspire, and encourage you to be the best you can in your small business. Well, speaking of being the best we can as small business owners, it's no secret that we all experience peaks and valleys. And sometimes, you know, the valleys just seem especially deep, particularly when we're in the type of economy that we're in right now. It's those times when we're in those valleys that we really need to reach out to people who can encourage and inspire us. And even when we're not in a valley, isn't it great to connect with motivational people who can lift us up and encourage us and give us some pats on the back? We all need some extra pats on the back, right? So we got to look past all the challenges and turn them into opportunities. And perhaps there's no one who is as good at motivating us to do that as my guest on today's show. Her name is Lisa Nichols. Lisa is a celebrated motivational speaker who has inspired millions through her seminars and her role as a featured teacher in the movie The Secret. She is the best-selling co-author of Chicken Soup for the African American Soul and Chicken Soup for the African American Woman Soul, and is the founder of Motivating the Masses and the CEO of Motivating the Teen Spirit LLC. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be with you.
Well, I'm excited to have you. And you know what? I didn't even mention this fantastic book that I have in my hands, No Matter What, 9 Steps to Living the Life You Love. It's a really great resource. It's Lisa's brand new book, and we're going to talk a little bit about it today. But Lisa, first, I want you to give our listeners some idea about your background. It's very interesting, some of the obstacles you've overcome to get where you're going. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, first of all, I think that one of the things that I found really important in my life was before I can even talk about self-help, I had to understand what self-help was. And that is really the act of helping self. And if something worked for me, then to share it. So I think I'm a product of just really applying the work. You know, I don't come from a background where I've studied, I've done the theories, I've done the education. While all that's really valuable, my life really comes from, you know, having a lot of mess, turning my mess into a message, and standing on my stuff, not in my stuff. You know, I was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles. I lived between the Harlem Crip 30s and the Rolling 60s growing up. I had, on average, 3 fights a week to get home from school, and I wasn't an A or a B student. I was a C student, sometimes D, so I struggled for 12 years through school. Self-esteem was challenging for me, you know. At 19, I recalled being molested when I was 5, and that sent me into a mental tailspin. I kid you not. It just, all of a sudden, thoughts of rage and guilt and anger and just not being good enough, not being worthy came up, and I just hit this wall, this emotional wall. But I was the kid that smiled a lot. I was the woman that smiled a lot. I was the one that cheered everyone else up. But I struggled with my own self-esteem and my own personal love. I found that I served others more than I served myself, that I was comfortable showing up for other people, but I really had never shown up for myself. And so, you know, I've had some really, really profound moments in my life where they were turning points for me. Like, literally, if I go left, this will determine the chart of my, the track of my life. If I go right, this will determine another track of my life. And so the book, No Matter What, is simply about having those moments, those very difficult personal moments where I had to decide, am I going to stay in this relationship even though I feel like I'm being emotionally abused? And I couldn't see the abuse, but I felt it emotionally. And then when the abuse became physical, how do I get out, and how do I get out alive? You know, how do I begin to love myself enough where I'm the example of how other people are supposed to treat me? I don't think I've been giving them a really great example of how to treat me. I need to learn how to love Lisa first so that others can follow my example. How do I do that? And so this book was simply about a bunch of breakdowns that I had to learn how to turn into breakthroughs. And when I turned them into breakthroughs and literally transformed my life until it was barely recognizable, I turned around and said, hey, I think other people might get value out of this. So it's a very different approach to self-help because it's that organic approach. It's not the what I've studied. It's the what I've lived through.
Lisa, was there a turning point in your life? I mean, you've mentioned so many things that just really could have turned your life in a totally different direction. Was there one point when you just said, you know what, enough is enough, it's time for an open, or was it more of a gradual thing for you?
You know, I've been asked that question several times, and I keep thinking, you know, about what's the turning point. And what I realized was it's like the rudder on the back of a huge ship. It just kind of keeps turning in small increments, and all of a sudden you look and this huge ship didn't do a U-turn, but it did gradual shifts, and now it's going in a totally different direction. But there were those pivotal moments. One pivotal moment was at 15 I wanted to quit swimming because I kept coming in last. And my grandmother said that I may not know this, but I was built as a winner just by my lineage and my family, and that quitters never win and winners never quit. And my grandmother said, Lisa, you have the right to get tired, and you have the right to get exhausted, and you actually have the right to get weary. And weary is when you're not just physically tired, but your spirit is tired as well. And you're not just emotionally tired, but you're spiritually exhausted. And weary is the ultimate form of you want to stop. And she said, you can get tired, you can get exhausted, you can even be weary, but you don't get to quit. And she took the right to quit away from me. And she said, you don't get to quit because quitters never win and winners never quit. And I don't know if you know it, but you're built from winners. That's your lineage. That's your ancestors. That's your family. That's your roots. So, honey, you can get tired. You can sit down for a minute, but you don't get to quit. So that was one of those moments where I don't get to quit. I get to get tired. I get to go back. I get to need encouragement. I get to go pray. I get to do all of that, but I don't get to quit. That's not an option for me. And then another time came when I was in an abusive relationship, and when I literally knew that the way I would choose to react or respond in this relationship could cost me my life or could give me life. And when I was in the relationship, I had to really be strategic to get out of it. But the fight and the turn happened for me once he was out of my life, and I was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, as my doctor diagnosed, and she gave me a prescription for Prozac. And I realized at this moment, I can either use the rest of my life running from pain and running from sadness, or I can take control of my life again, acknowledge that I made a mistake, embrace myself, and love myself through healing. And that was the turning point when I got in the mirror and I redefined intimacy as not being a sexual act between two people, but intimacy truly being the true form of intimacy, being redefined as into me, I see. And I got face to face with Lisa for the first time, and I looked at how does she end up here? How can she end up being here again if she's not careful? How do I get out of this place, and how do I stay out of this place? And then how do I use this moment as my stepping stone, not my fortress between me and joy? And that was the moment when I was getting out of post-traumatic stress disorder that I really turned around and I said, I have a life worth fighting for. I have a future worth fighting for. I have a future worth celebrating, worth dancing for, worth laughing hard for. You know, so it was that moment when I had to be with me in the most intimate way possible because my future was about to be defined.
Now, Lisa, let's talk to our listeners out there who are in that point right now. They're in that point. They haven't achieved their goals. That book that they really want to write just isn't
right
yet, and they're at that point
right,
when maybe
right
they have been in it or are getting out of right now.
Right.
Or relationships. What do they do? Did you have friends that helped you? Were there people like your grandmother and others who picked you up and moved you forward?
Well, it was a combination. It all had to start with me because I had to be willing to be picked up. I had to ask for help. I I had to acknowledge that it wasn't working, but I also had to be willing to make it work. We become so comfortable being uncomfortable that we begin to park our new addresses in Sadville and Victimville on Worry Lane across the street from Doubt, you know, Doubt Avenue. All of a sudden we make this our residence. I say to each person, I say to you listening to my voice, if you're in a place right now that's uncomfortable, whether you're uncomfortable with your physical appearance, whether you're uncomfortable with your financial well-being, whether you're uncomfortable with your relationship, whatever in your life, if you're uncomfortable with it, realize that you're stopping through this point. This is not your address. It's not the place where you were supposed to live. You mistakenly thought that you were supposed to unpack your bags here. I say let's pack them up and let's keep moving through the issue. And what moving through the issue looks like is let's begin to look at what will it look like in your life when you get out of this? What will it look like when you move through this discomfort? First, we have to see it. It's so important to see it. Then we have to know that it's available to us. I meet with people. I do trainings now, and all my trainings are around breakthroughs like this, because this is what we need to be focusing on now is how do I get to a breakthrough? How do I get through this lump? So when I'm in my trainings, the very first thing we do before I even start working with people is I say, what does it look like? Let's paint the picture. What is it realistically? Now, we can't do the la-la land sprinkle fairy dust look. We need to make it reality-based. Come on. Let's make sure we're rooted in reality. But what does that look like if it's on your best day? Now, let's walk toward that. So the first thing I would say, what does it visually look like and what does it emotionally feel like? Now, you have to know this, that the feeling of it being right, the feeling of being in joy, the feeling of being in bliss is even more important than the visual. Because the feeling creates this, the endorphins in you, the endorphins of excitement, the endorphins of, oh my God, it's possible. So first we gotta know that it's possible. Then the next thing is you have to really be willing to give yourself permission to have that in which you visualize. But most of us are saying, yeah, I want it, but we haven't even really given ourselves permission to have it. We still think it only can happen to someone else. I ask you, can it happen to you? Are you willing to allow it to happen to you? Are you willing to work your buns off to make it happen to you? Are you willing to make it non-negotiable? Because when you make it non-negotiable, then and only then are you willing to say, I want that no matter what. Because other than that, you're not saying no matter what yet. It's still negotiable. But when you say no matter what, it becomes non-negotiable. So are you willing to have it? So those are the first steps. And believe it or not, they're all before you take any physical action. That's a mental shift. That's an emotional shift first. And then you can go to those around you who believe in you, and you let them know what you want, and you ask them to hold you accountable to what you want to be accountable to, hold you accountable to the life you said you want, to help you stay on track, and to remind you if you tend to step out of track in an encouraging way. And then you ask those individuals around you, should you have them? And by the way, if you don't have them, that's okay. If you don't have them, that's okay. But when you do have them, you ask them on the days when your faith is wavering, your belief is wavering in yourself, you ask them, can you borrow their faith? There have been many a time when I've called one of my girlfriends and I've asked them, what do you see in me? In my book, I actually give you inspired action steps because I know the action steps are very important. So behind every chapter, you have action steps to do that will walk you through this journey.
That's so true, and that is in the book. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, we're going to talk with Lisa Nichols, the author of No Matter What, a little bit more about moving from the visualization to the actual action that needs to be taken to accomplish your goals and live the life you love. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. We're talking today with Lisa Nichols, the author of No Matter What, 9 Steps to Living the Life You Love. Lisa, you say there is something called the law of no matter what. I know that's the name of your book, but what do you mean by the living by the law of no matter what?
The law of no matter what says, the law of attraction says what you set your intentions on, what you believe, what you put your mind on, that's what you're manifesting, what you visualize, that's what you're manifesting in your life. And that's very important. And the law of attraction works in tandem with the law of no matter what. I believe most of us walk around saying, I really want to hit that goal. I really want to start that business. I really would like to have financial freedom. And I believe we really do want it. But something has happened. We still at some level have made it negotiable. We're still sort of wondering, God, but I really hope nothing jumps up and interrupts it. I really hope nothing gets in my way. I hope no one discourages me. There's still that little small crack, that window of kind of doubt about it. The law of no matter what says, hitting that goal has become non-negotiable for me. Hitting that mark, making this relationship work, has become non-negotiable for me. Losing that extra 25 pounds has become non-negotiable, and that means I will do whatever it takes, wherever it takes, whenever it takes it, because that no longer is an option. Something happens when you move into the no matter what mindset, when you invoke the law of no matter what. And by the way, you can't invoke the law of no matter what on everything at the same time. It has to really pretty much be laser on one, two things maybe, but one thing is the best. And you move all other options off the table. You say, worry, you have no seat at my table. Doubt, you have no seat at my table. Concern, you have no seat at my table. If there's anything around the corner that might think it's going to stop me, I've invoked the law of no matter what. And whatever that thing is that's coming around the corner for me, it had now better worry about me. You all of a sudden lean forward. You lean forward physically, emotionally, energetically. You just lean forward. You become laser. It's that thing that this woman the other day I was talking to, and she lost 165 pounds. And I said, how did you do it? She said, I said, no matter what. And this is long before my book, a year and a half before my book. She goes, so when I saw your book, she said, I was walking through the bookstore, I saw your book, and I grabbed a hold of your book, and I just sat there crying because I had just said this, and all of a sudden, after being 320 pounds for about 7 or 8 years, she dropped out of school because she was so embarrassed about her weight, she didn't even want to finish school. And she lost 165 pounds because she said, no matter what. It's when you know what you have to do, and we always kind of get in our own way. No matter what says, I'm not going to get in my way, and I'm not going to let anything else get in my way. No doubt, no worry, finances, lack thereof. So I think negative self-talk, other people's negative self-talk, I said, no matter what. And when you put the law of attraction and you add the law of no matter what to it, woo, watch out. Transformation happens every time.
Lisa, what do you say to small business owners that you talk with today who are, they're bootstrapping their business, there's no, million-dollar investment fund to move things forward. They are doing almost everything themselves.
Right.
What do you say to them when they say, well, that sounds great, but there are a lot of things that I don't control. If I'm trying to lose weight, I can control what I put in my mouth and how many times I jog around the block. But there are some things in business that you can't control. How do you help people like that who need to use the law of no matter what?
Absolutely. Well, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs now, and they're all small business owners, actually, working with them to help build their business. And one of the things that I tell them all the time is the people who will get through this, this economic change that we're going through, and they will thrive through it, are those who can become the most creative. So how can you, first of all, there are three things that makes a business work. You have to have these three elements. Serve the market like it's never been served before, at a time that it needs to be served the most, with a product or service that works. So you need to make sure, as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, that you have those three elements. Now, when I say serve the market like it's never been served before, that's not having something so creative that no one has thought about it, but that's almost, that can just be tweaking something that's already being served and offering it in a way that allows us to use it differently. So is your product giving us something that we haven't gotten before? And then secondly, is it at a time that we need it? And then third, does your product or service work? Now, when all that's the case, then I would say, Donna Marie, I would say, then how do you reach us? How do you reach the market? Now, this is the part where most entrepreneurs, they lack that assertiveness on how are you reaching us? What are new creative ways to let us know that you exist? This is the time, this is the part where those entrepreneurs that become really creative in how you reach your market, how you let your market know that you exist, not only that you exist, but how you let your market know that you're the answer to their problem. Every product or service needs to either be an answer to a problem, or a way that it makes me feel better. So either you're relieving a pain or you're bringing greater joy to my life. How are you doing that? And then how are you letting me know that you are that solution for me? You're the solution to my problem, or you're the answer to my prayers. How are you letting me know? How can you reinvent your product or service right now to make it more applicable? I just was on a friend's website, and she's a hairstylist, and she has a hairstylist stimulus packet. I thought it was so creative. She's bulking her services together, and she has a stimulus packet 1, packet 2, or packet 3. If you don't want to spend the gas to go to her salon, stimulus packet 1 allows her to come to you. If you can't afford child care now, then you don't have to leave your children at home while you get your hair done. She'll come to you, and she'll bring someone to help watch your children. I mean, she just kind of became super creative.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so how can you reinvent your service or your product right now? How can you play so far out of the box? Yes, the normal way you're doing it now is putting you in a strain. So don't do it normal now. Jump out of how you've always done it. How can you, and I say, make a tire as if you're on a bike. Make a tire. In the center of the tire, that little circle, the center thing, I don't know what it's called, that center thing is you. So make that little center circle and write you across the front. And then make a big circle that would be the actual rubber tire, and that's your market. Now, what do you have on a bike that will connect you to your market? You have a bunch of spokes.
Right.
You don't have one spoke, and you don't have three spokes. So put five spokes. I always start with five spokes when I work with my entrepreneurs. You have five spokes going from you to your market. What are those five spokes? How are you going to reach them in five different ways? Strain. If you already have five ways, then are those five ways all strong? Because if they're strong, then you need to build on that strength. But if they're not strong, it doesn't matter if you have five, if only two are strong, build those other three. And so you are the circle. You're the hub of the wheel. Your market is the tire, and you need to identify the spokes that's going to have you reach your market. And you need to have at least five spokes. That will help you, so that if one spoke is petering out or two spokes, you have three other ones that you can build on. And I guarantee you, you haven't created every way you can reach your market. There are other ways you can reach your market. It's just about getting crazy creative.
Well, and you've offered such a great example, the stimulus package. And, you know, have you discovered, too, when you work with people, that there are so many examples out there that we can follow?
Absolutely.
Be creative on our own.
Absolutely, yeah. And don't think as if, oh, if I use what she just said, then I'm failing at it. Come on, get away from that negative self-talk. Get the book and turn to page 58 if your negative self-talk is kicking in. Skip page 1 through 57 and just start on page 58 so you can start feeding yourself a better conversation about what you can do. Here's one of the things I did. Every industry has been impacted, every industry. So what I began to do for my seminars, I have a seminar coming up at the end of September, and it's a breakthrough training. It's called It's Time to Say No Matter What, and it's designed to overcome limiting beliefs, to push past those negative thoughts, to step into a new area of velocity, to really adopt the no matter what mindset right now. Like, we need to adopt it, and I realize we need help to adopt it. And the book is great. You're going to get great value, but nothing like when you come to the live training. So we're having a live training at the end of September. Well, one of the things I did, because I knew that now times are challenging times for people. So the training normally is $1,500 for 2 days. Number one, we marked it down to $497 for 2 full days with us, meals included. But then what I did just just this month, actually, just about 10 days ago, for certain people. If I do interviews with you, like this interview we held out some spaces for, and a couple of our live workshops, we said, come and learn as a on a buddy system. So if you're learning with someone else, bring a buddy, and you can bring a buddy for half price. Well, when you bring a buddy for half price, it's no longer $497. Now it's $372 for a two-day training with me, and we're going to do phenomenal things. All of a sudden, we start getting all these people at these trainings. I mean, we literally got about 100 people in one conference that I was at because we did the buddy system.
And Lisa, why do you think it is when you work with people, and I'm not asking like from a psychiatrist or psychologist perspective, why do you think it is that we are so bound and determined to sabotage ourselves?
Yeah, you know, that's such a great question, Donna Maria. You know, one of the things I realize is that we get comfortable limiting ourselves because it lets us off the hook to be who we're supposed to be. And we're not even really comfortable at it. But because we've all allowed, we have this pass. You know, if you play small, you got the pass, it's okay. But that's why we need what I call accountability buddies. That's why I stay around the people to remind me of who I said I want to be in the world. Don't let me off the hook of my dreams. You know, we get comfortable being uncomfortable because actually, think about this. If you played as big as the universe has for you to play, you would transform your life until you didn't recognize it. Sometimes we get stuck in saying, I can at least get this, recognize this chaos. This chaos is at least familiar to me. See, when I look at my life now, I lived in South Central LA growing up. I'm looking out my office right now, and I'm looking at the water. I live right on the beach now. So I had to get the courage to just move into this house because it's nothing like I grew up. I grew up ducking bullets and watching the police officers unload people from the paddy wagon off from my front porch. So this is unrecognizable. So you have to ask yourself the question, are you willing to transform your life until it's unrecognizable? Can you do that? Will you do that? The answer for many people is yes. So then I say, do whatever it takes. Say no matter what. But then, Donna Maria, there's some people who say yes, but on an internal level, they really haven't said yes to themselves because they're still attaching themselves to old conversations or old experiences. But my mother didn't believe in me, but my dad left me, but my first relationship abused me. And that's the very reason why I'm even doing this training at the end of September, because it takes so much just for us to have a mental shift, to get ourselves in the right lane, going in the right direction, in the right car, with the right nav system, with the right people around us. And that's literally why I decided, wait a minute, you know what, the book is great, but we need to have the conversation, we need to do some exercises, we need to have some breakthroughs right there in the weekend, because we've been so attached and so parked in old thought patterns.
Well, right here and right now, everyone, if you're listening to Lisa Nichols, the author of No Matter What, you know that you can be comfortable limiting yourself because it lets you off the hook. That's what I call straight talk and to the point. And that's such a good point, too, because we can all search ourselves in different areas of our lives and ask that question, am I limiting myself, not because of the economy or because of some external circumstance, but because I am letting myself off the hook? There's a lot to think about in that statement alone, Lisa. Thank you for that. We're going to come back after a short break and talk more with Lisa Nichols, the author of No Matter What. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. We're here with Lisa Nichols, the author of No Matter What, 9 Steps to Living the Life You Love. And Lisa is challenging all of us, everyone who's listening to this show, whether you're live or listening to the download or the stream afterwards. She's challenging us to look within ourselves and minimize and just absolutely get rid of all the limiting beliefs. And Lisa, one of the things you talk about and your book talks about a little bit too is opening up to God in terms of making this transformational process. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yes, and first I want to add to what you just said, Donna Maria, is that I know that eliminating the thoughts, that's not an overnight thing. That's not an event. That's a process. So start the process, start the cycle, start the journey now. Make a decision and then just move forward. Don't look back. And you will need help. You will need support. I will say that. It's not just a by yourself. You've already done everything you can do with what you have. I just have to say that. So you want to pick up a book. You want to listen to tapes. You want to go to something live. I have to say that. Now, God has, for me, I call him God, call him whatever you choose, as long as you recognize it's a higher power. So you may call it Allah, Buddha, whatever, Mother, Father, God, whatever it is. There's a higher source working on your behalf, always working, and this higher power only wants good for you, only has designed good for you. But it's also the space where this higher power is a place where you get to release the stress, release the anxiety, release the worry. You don't have to carry it on your own. And oftentimes when we spin out, when we become overwhelmed, you know that familiar place called Overwhelmville? When you're overwhelmed, it's because you're holding on to all the results yourself. There's a master plan for your life. There's a master design, and you are a part of it. And in that master plan, you are winning. You are on top. You are full of joy. You are full of love. You're full of bliss. You're financially stable. That's the design for your life pattern. And all we need to do is walk toward that. God has been so important in my life because when I'm overwhelmed, I give it to God. When I am standing in my power and everything's going great, I also pay honor to God for allowing me to do this work. I also go there for my strength. And so please define the place for you that gives you value, whether it's meditation, whether it's being still, whether it's, you know, your dream space, whether it's sitting outside and just feeling the universe. There has to be something bigger than you playing on your behalf, and you have to know about it. There is something bigger than you operating on your behalf. You just have to know about it and stay connected to it.
So let me ask you this, Lisa. For all of us who are listening, if we haven't started this process yet, would you say that it's necessary to go to the point you just discussed first before you even begin to try and move yourself forward? If this higher power is always operating on our behalf, do we need to tap into that as a first step before even doing any of the other things that you talk about?
I would say recognize. I would say the acknowledgement that it exists is first. So, you know, you don't have to sit for 5 days meditating for 15 minutes. You don't have to do that. That would be great. But at first is to say, I recognize and honor that there's something working on my behalf, and whatever you call it, Allah, Buddha, Mother, Father, God, and say, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to show me. I ask you to move me out of my way. I ask you to give me the courage, the strength, the tenacity to keep moving. Make that statement and then start moving. So it's almost simultaneous because you're going to make that statement first and then move. And then every day, three times a day, I promise you, 3 times a day for 5 minutes a day to begin with, I say, God, help me see the greatness in me. Help me see who you've designed me to be. Keep me moving forward and make sure that everything that's working on my behalf that I grab a hold to it. Thank you so much. And I keep moving. 3 to 5 minutes. 3 to 5 minutes. And now, after that, right after that moment, Donna Maria, you get into the book. You go to the workshop. You get on the phone with that group of people that's going to inspire you. You get back to being creative on how you're going to reach your market. What are your 5 spokes? What are your 10 spokes? You know, and so it's those moments, and then you move. So you don't sit and go, I'm going to do this for 7 days, and then I'm going to get up and get in action. No, you do it for 7 minutes, and then you get up and you get into action. So it almost is tandem with one another. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you, go ahead.
Well, I have a gift for everyone listening. There is a free download called Setting Your Champion Free, and it's a product that I actually sell, but I thought in 2009 we're going through all these things. I just want to give it away to everyone. So if you go to nomatterwhattour.com, nomatterwhattour.com, and just click on free download, you can start with that. It's only 19 minutes. Start with that, and when you listen to that download, after you turn that off after it finishes, then go into spirit and talk to spirit, then get up and get into action. So one, listen to something inspirational. It could be setting your champion free, the gift from me to you, or it could be something else. Listen to something inspirational because it opens up your heart. It kind of silences your chatter, Donna Maria, because our chatter can go off and we can't even hear other people sometimes because our chatter is so loud. So listen to Setting Your Champion Free. It's short, it's powerful, it's great. And then go into spirit, talk to spirit, and then get up and get into action. And then if you want to join us on the 27th, 26th and 27th of September, I want to give you the buddy for half off as well, so you may have to call us because we don't have that offered online. That's not a for everyone thing. That's just exclusively for people who we invite to take advantage of bringing a buddy. So if you want to come on the 26th and 27th, we can make all this conversation live. I'll put you through some live experiential learning things that help you accelerate this process. You can register online and then call us, and we can get your buddy in for half price if you want to do that. And that's just if you want to take it to the physical plane. But if not, go to the book, do the exercises, get the journal, and be in action. There's a difference between thought. There's a difference between thought and conversation. There's a difference between thought and conversation and action. You have to engage them all.
Lisa, what do you recommend for people who are listening to the show and they're out there and maybe they can't come to the seminar or they don't have enough time to plan for that, but they can get the book and they want to do it with some people? I was talking with someone on the phone this morning who is looking for some people to sort of gather around her, people
sure.
that can pour into her and vice versa.
Sure.
What are your tips for finding the right people? Because I know we can sometimes connect ourselves to people where there's not the kind of ultimate result that we want. What are some of the things that you can help us with, things that we need to look for when it comes to surrounding ourselves with people, and I'm talking about business owners now, small business owners,
sure.
who can help us, inspire us, encourage us on our journey?
There's a couple of things. No, and I love your question because I just met four women who work in the wedding industry, and they are all reading the book together, and they have a no matter what little group discussion, and they have that group discussion twice a month for about an hour, and they hold each other accountable to doing the exercise. I believe that's what you're talking about, something along those lines. Number one is find the people who are going in your same direction. And you can tell, you know the doubters because they're always doubting everything, and then you know the possibility angels because they're always trying, they're always looking at what's possible. Find those individuals, and it doesn't have to be, I think it two, if you have at least two, it's wonderful. So there's a triangle. That's just the heavenly combination is a triangle. So find two people. If you can't find two people, I would always say, you know, we have the amazing thing called Facebook and MySpace, and we can reach out to people who are really, really positive. Come over to my community on Facebook and ask for two people. I have the most positive people in my community. So you can always reach out to people, and you don't have to know them. There is a community of people who helped me to write the book. I would read the book every week to them on the phone when I was writing the book. There were 352 to start, and we ended up with about 175 people. That was 2 years ago. They're still in communication, many of them, because they just came together just around helping me, and they stayed together as each other's accountability buddies. So go over to my MySpace. You can do this, my Facebook, and find people in that community. Find two people in your own private community. What I love about these trainings is that you always find, when I do the live 2 days, we actually set up accountability buddies in the room before we leave. But if you can't make it there, join a teleseminar like this community. This community is fabulous because these are people who want to take their lives to the next level. That you have it right here. Find a way. Can we email? Can we reach out? Can we cross? And you don't have to know them. Matter of fact, there's some safety sometimes in not knowing them.
And what do you suggest we look for in those people? Because we can go to a Facebook group or a MySpace page, and there could be 1,000 people there.
Absolutely.
Have to look. Well, you tell me, do we need to sort of sift and filter, because we don't want to waste our time or anyone else's time? Do we need to look for some kind of parity? What do we need to look for?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ask these questions. Ask these questions. Number one, what do you see for yourself in the next year? And you want, and this is what you want to look for, you want to look for someone who's talking about what's possible versus what they're avoiding.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very key. Very, very key. And then
they need to be going towards something, not just away from something.
Exactly. You need to run towards your goals, not away from your fears. Okay, so you want to watch for that language. Then you also want to say, what are you willing to do to make that happen? And you want someone who has a no matter what conversation, even if they don't say no matter what. I'm willing to work hard, I'm willing to do this, I want to get, and then you also want to look for them to say that they're willing to do something personally, such as, I'm willing to get out of my way, I'm willing to eliminate my self-talk, I'm willing to ask for help. So not just the action steps externally, but what are the action steps internally? So you want to look for that as well, external and internal action steps that they're willing to do that really states no matter what, without them ever even having to say those words, those three words. And then you want to ask them the final question, are you coachable?
Okay, good. Okay, so coachability, like teachability, do they have a attitude of openness and coachability?
Yeah, can they lead and follow? Because
okay.
A lot of people who are goal setters and entrepreneurs aren't coachable. And when people come into my training, the first thing I say is, are you coachable? Will you spend your time trying to make sure that I know you're right, or will you spend your time being coachable to get some velocity under your hiney? And they'll tell me whatever, I'm coachable. Okay, we can do some work. So, yeah, those are the three things. And then go to the communities where upwardly mobile people are. You know, reach out to those communities.
Right, good. Excellent points. I love those. I'm going to make sure I write those down and blog about those and let people know that you shared those. Very valuable. Another thing that your book talks about, and I sense that you've experienced this, so I want your tips on this before we close out. Lisa, we are all surrounded by different types of people. We have negative people in our lives, right? We have positive people in our lives. It's clear that when there's a negative person that we can deal with in our lives, that we have to minimize their impact. But Lisa, what do you do when there is a negative force in your life that for whatever reason, maybe it's a family member, whatever reason is that you, at this stage in your life anyway, you cannot make it go away. It's not possible. How do you handle that in a practical everyday sense? Living with that because you don't have control over its presence in your life. How do you adjust your mindset to minimize it in a way that doesn't hold you back?
Living with a negative person?
Well, it could be a person. It could be a circumstance. I mean, it could be that you're $20,000 in debt. You can get rid of that, but you can't get rid of it today. You have to live with it for a while.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things that we need to do in our minds to accept that thing is going to be there for a while and really just, you know, keep ourselves
right
forward. Steady. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. This is a practical thing
right.
that, you know,
right.
so many people are dealing with
right,
right now. It may be a wayward teen, okay? Well,
you
can't just dump your child out on the
right.
street.
Right, right, right. So first, I'll go back to what we said earlier, is first you have to get into the knowing. You have to know like you know like you know. That you have been designed to get through this. So, number one, you cannot go through it with worry and doubt on if you're going to get through it. You have to move from if to I know.
Okay.
Now, there's a different way you stand, Donna Maria, when you say I know I'm going to. Do you hear it in my voice? Like I know I'm going to get through this. So first of all, you have to operate from knowing, not worrying.
Okay.
I'm going to get through it. Now, I need to stay the course and dig deep into my resiliency. You can't work topical when you're going through the storm. You have to dig your heels down. You can't move fast and swift. You may have to move slow and steady.
Okay.
So dig your heels down and move into your resiliency so you don't get to spin out. Take your options off the table. You don't get to spin out. You don't get to crash. You don't get to crumble. You move slow and steady and methodical. Okay, that's number two. Number three is create a strategy. Create a strategy as how I'm going to navigate through this. How am I going to be while I'm in it? If you're in it, then accept that you're in it. Don't sit in it not wanting to be in it. You're in it. Be in it and then navigate through it. Most people don't ever get out of it, or they don't get out of it half as fast as they could, or they don't get out of it half as whole as they could because they were in such denial and spinning out while they were in it. So say I'm in it. Now let me navigate myself out of it slow and steady, methodical and strategic. Let me get out of it. So the first thing is to know you're going to get out of it, not wonder, not worry. The second is to dig down deep into your resiliency, move slow and steady. The third is to create a strategy on how you're going to navigate out of it.
Okay, and do you obviously need to have a picture of where it is you want to go as you're
Absolutely,
doing.
That's the beginning. Remember earlier I said first picture where you want to be. Picture what it feels like to not be here. Picture what it feels like to be on the other side. Picture what it feels like for it all to be done. Not only picture it, but have the emotion that comes with it. Feel the joy that comes with that at the beginning. That's the beginning. That's before you do these other 1, 2, 3. That's zero. That's step zero. And then one is to know you're going to get through it, and that will come as you're picturing it, visualizing it, and feeling it. And number two is to absolutely acknowledge where you are. Acknowledge where you are and then move steady. Ground yourself. Stay grounded. See, we spin out because we're not grounded. Stay steady. Dig your heels in. Look at what it looks like. Look at what the relationship looks like. Say it doesn't work. This relationship isn't working because we're not talking. Okay, I got that. Okay, now, I'm holding on to that. I'm steadying that. That's real. Now, strategy. So how do I get us to the point where we're opening up again? Okay, first of all, he needs to feel safe with me again, and I need to feel safe with him again. And so instead of asking for safety, let me give safety. And when I give safety, there's a higher chance that I'll get safety in return.
Excellent points.
Does that make sense? I mean, but you got to get still. So listen, I'm going to be straight for you. You might have to close your mouth for a minute in complaining about it. You might have to stop the chatter in your head for a minute and thinking how bad it is and move into your power place. Move into your power place. Move out of your powerless place into your power place and say, let me navigate. I see how we got here. A lot of times we don't want to look at how we got here. I see how we got here because it just wasn't done to you. You played a part. You play a part in everything that happens in your life. That's the reality. That's the truth. I see how we got here. Or let me see how we got here. And now let me dig my heels down. Let me slow down. Let me become methodical. And let me strategize how to get out of here. And now I have a lot of people coming to my training who don't actually know how to get out of their relationship challenges. So they're bringing their spouse, you know. So they're bringing their spouse with them. My neighbor's bringing her spouse, and people from my workplace, they're bringing their spouses because that's what they, when they thought about how do I get out of this? Oh, okay, I have someone open us both up and make us both available to listening again.
Excellent points. Lisa Nichols, author of No Matter What, 9 Steps to Living the Life You Love. Thank you for joining us. Visit Lisa's website at lisa-nichols.com. Lisa Nichols is a breakthrough specialist. When you go there, you'll see products, coaching. You can get her book there. You can learn about the September event that's coming up. I encourage you to check it out and connect with this lady because she knows what she's talking about, and everything that she has shared with us today so generously are tips and points that we can all use to make our lives better. Lisa, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me as your guest. I appreciate you for what you do. Thank you.
Thank you. And next week, I want you to join me on next Monday, August the 31st. Can you believe it's the end of the summer? My guest next week will be Debbie Chialta. She is the author of Soapy Love, Squeaky Clean Projects Using Melt and Pour Soap. So you can join us for this show, not because you love crafting and you want to learn how to make soap, but also Debbie is going to share with us all the tips that she can offer. She is a mom in business. She has 2 young children. She's written this book, running a successful business from her home with her children there. We're going to find out how she does it. I'm going to ask her all the tough questions, and she's going to pony up the information. She has promised me she's going to do that. I look forward to having you here next Monday, August 31st, for Indie Business Radio. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.